This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Amargo's CPO gets right about AI leadership. When the mirror speaks, what Amargo's CPO gets right about AI and leadership. What happened? Amargo's Chief People Officer Prasad Menon sat down with People Matters to share his perspective on artificial intelligence in the workplace. His central argument, the technology itself is secondary. What determines whether AI helps or harms an organization is the quality of the leadership surrounding it. Menon framed AI not as a tool that replaces human judgment, but as something that reflects it back. The communication angle. Picture a room full of executives debating which AI platform to buy. They're arguing features, pricing, integration timelines. Nobody is asking the harder question, do we actually know how to lead people through this? That is the conversation Prasad Menon chose to start, and choosing the right conversation is the first and most underrated communication skill in business. The mirror, not mask framing, is doing serious work here. It is not a slogan. It is a reframe. A mask hides. A mirror reveals. By choosing that contrast, Menon immediately signals to his audience, HR professionals, people managers, executives, that AI failures are not technical failures. They are leadership failures. That is a provocative claim, and it takes courage to make it publicly when your company is in the AI business. This is what I call anchoring with an image. You give your audience one concrete picture to hold, and every point you make after that hands off it. Menon did not say AI should be used responsibly in alignment with organizational values. That sentence means nothing. He said mirror, not mask. Now you remember it. Now you can repeat it to someone else. That is how ideas travel. There's also a strategic humility embedded in what Menon is saying. He is a CPO, not a CTO. He is not claiming to understand the algorithm. He is claiming to understand people, and he is planting his flag there. That is smart positioning. It is also honest. When leaders speak inside their actual lane of expertise, audiences trust them more. When they wander outside it, audiences sense it immediately, even if they cannot explain why. The weakness, if there is one, is that interviews like this often stay one level too abstract. Menon's framework is strong. What would make it devastating is a specific story, one moment where a leader's poor communication turned an AI rollout into a disaster, or one decision that made all the difference. Principles without proof are just opinions. Back them with a story, and they become lessons. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing covers how the words you choose to introduce an idea set the ceiling for how far that idea can travel. Menon's mirror, not mask, is a masterclass in it. I give you a repeatable method for building that kind of frame yourself, for any message, in any room. The takeaway. Before your organization's next AI-related announcement or rollout, write one sentence that explains the why in plain human terms, not business terms. Not this will improve operational efficiency. Instead, this will mean you spend less time on reports and more time with your team. Test it on someone who does not work in your department. If they can repeat it back to you accurately, you have your message. If they cannot, rewrite it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.